And now it's time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to that patient army of public servants through whose efforts government is administered. Selfless men dedicated to service in so many forms, all of which must be completed in triplicate. One of the many functions of the civil service is to back up Britain's defence chiefs as they strive to keep our forces ready for action.
Gentlemen, tomorrow's exercise, Water Rat, has been carefully planned to test the Army's ability to cross a wide stretch of river and hit the enemy for six. Now, I want to check that all preparations are on top line. Marine rescue equipment.
All right, on, sir.
Good. Rubberized clothing and waterproof weapons.
Taken care of, sir.
Seasickness tablets.
All in order, sir.
Right. Now, can anyone see any snags?
Well, sir.
Yes, yes, speak up.
Sir, we haven't got any boats.
Good point. Exercise postponed for a week. Brigadier Cook, signal war office, get hold of 5,000 light rubber boats. All right, briefing over.
Signal here from the Army, Mr. Merriman. They want 5,000 light rubber boats for an exercise.
Oh, yes, well, get it in hand, would you?
You mean buy the boats ourselves?
Oh, dear, no, no, no. Would you never learn, Capstick? Pass it on to someone. First rule of administration. Pass everything on quickly. Unless, of course, it's very urgent, in which case you pass it on very quickly.
Yes, sir. How about General Assistance Department? They're supposed to help any branch that's busy.
Yes, yes. Will you get them through Senior Liaison Officer Business? S-L-O-B.
Sir Gregory Pitkin.
Yes, he'll tell General Assistance Department we're too hard-pressed to handle this. Now, let's get back to this eight-letter word beginning with L. Lethargy, do you think?
Hello, General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb speaking. You want what kind of help? No, I'm sorry, that equipment's fully employed already. Goodbye.
Who was that?
Ministry of Fuel and Power, wanting to borrow our oil stove. Honestly, well, it seems we're at everyone's beck and call.
Never mind, too. Remember, we don't have to help with any requests unless they come through Sir Gregory Pitkin. Remember that. So let's get back to the problem on hand.
Yes.
You know, I think we ought to try an entirely new layout. Why don't we put the waste paper bin over there and tip the ball into it with a wedge?
Look, man, I've got an awful lot of jobs waiting for me in my office. Besides, you've won 3 and 6 already.
Aha, then. You need practice, my dear boy, you need practice. Yeah, double or quit this time, if you like, and you can use the large American ball.
No, no, really, I've got much too much to do. I mean, the plans for the office outing, the poster for the social club's bingo night, so if you'll excuse me, I think I'll just put off.
All right, all right. Now, let's assume we're bunkered here behind the filing cabinet. Put the waste paper bin over there. That's it. Bit of wrist needed here, I think. Oh, pretty good, although I say it myself.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Hamilton Jones. The man from the Commonwealth Culture Council here to see you.
Oh, dear, dear, I can't see him today, I'm afraid. Tell him I'm tied up. There's a good girl.
Yes.
April, pop out, get the midday papers for me, would you please?
The racing edition.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Thank you. Culture Council, bunch of loafers. Now, let's try that shot again. Oh, dear, I've hit the telephone. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I say, I'm terribly sorry. I sliced my shot, I'm afraid.
Hello, hello, what are you talking about? Is that Hamilton Jones?
Oh, is that you, Sir Gregory? Good morning, Sir
Gregory.
Look,
I've got an important job for General Assistance Department.
Yes, I'm afraid we're up to our eyes here, Sir Gregory.
So the War Office. That's why they pass this over to you.
Oh.
They want you to buy 5,000 rubber boats.
My word, that's a lot of boats, isn't it? They're having some kind of regatta?
Exercise.
Oh, exercise. Splendid. Yes, some of those War Office chaps could do with a bit of exercise. They're flabby, aren't they? Very flabby. A lot of boating will do them good, you know.
These boats are urgently required for an army amphibious exercise.
Oh.
Look, get your secretary to make a note of it right away.
Yes.
Or better still, let me speak to her.
My secretary? Well, I'm always sorry. I'm afraid she's out at the moment. So...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?